Well, we are excited to have one of my most favorite people ever on the line. We've got Mighty John Marshall with us. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, good morning. Great to be back with you.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on. Now, we are hitting that time of year. We just had, Mighty John, a 100-mile yard sale in in our area this past weekend. And we were talking about you last weekend as we were getting into that. We were talking about the interview that was coming up and how so many of our listeners are going through their parents' estates and things like that. And they're coming across these old LPs and 45s. And I even had a listener text me last week and said, "Can you give me Mighty John's information? I want to see if any of this is worth any money." I bet you get calls like that pretty often, don't you?
We love to hear from them in a 100-mile yard sale. That's heaven to me.
it is. They do it every spring and every fall, and it's a big deal.
Well, that's where, you know, that's where we find most of the valuable records that we find, yard sales, and also, you know, thrift stores like Goodwill and places like that. If you know what you're looking for, you can certainly find some valuable records.
Well, you've got a list for us today of 10 records that are worth $100 or more.
Yes, every month we put out a list of 10 records worth $100 or more, and we're going to share the May list with you and see if you have any of these.
All right.
Start with number 10, count down to the big number one. Number 10, the Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. Big hit for them. Mm-hmm. This is a 45 with its picture sleeve up to $100. And the picture sleeves that came with the 45s are worth more by themselves than the record. So in this case, $25 for the record, $75 for the picture sleeve.
It's always about the picture sleeve, isn't it?
In the case of 45s, yes.
And you know, of course, everybody had the little rack that held the records, and so many people got rid of the picture sleeves. Maybe that's why they're so valuable, I guess.
Yeah, less of them survived, and that's the reason. If everybody had kept them, then they wouldn't be worth as much. So
they wouldn't be quite so valuable.
Thank you to all you people that threw them out. So that
So Stop in the Name of Love. That was a pretty popular one. So that one could pop up for sure. What's the next one?
Well, up next, the band, they were the backing group for Bob Dylan when he started out, and they had a couple of big hits on their own. The album they did, Music from Big Pink, is where the money is, current value up to $200. The band, Levon Helms.
Music from Big Pink. I hadn't heard of that one.
The studio was pink in color, and that's why they called it Music from Big Pink.
Okay, all right. You know,
that's where Bob Dylan recorded all his early hits.
In a big old pink studio.
In a big old pink studio.
All right.
Don't think pink.
That's all right. So the Supremes and the band. Who's next?
Well, look for the Chicago Transit Authority. Their very first album, Chicago Transit Authority, featuring their hit, Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? Also currently up to $200. And, of course, after that album, the real Chicago Transit Authority said, no, you can't use our name. So they sued. And so they became just Chicago.
Wow.
So I could see why that would be worth a lot more.
Right.
Yeah. $200.
That's the only one that had Chicago Transit Authority. After that, it was always Chicago.
That's the only one that has that full name, Chicago Transit Authority.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Country can be worth money, too. Look for Loretta Lynn. I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. This is a 45, 1960 Zero Records, currently up to $250.
Wow.
So, Zero Records, I don't think I've ever heard of Zero Records.
Well, it was a local label before she was picked up by Decca Records. Zero was the first label she recorded for.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Well, the local labels can be very collectible if that artist goes on to have a big hit on a major label. So that's the case here.
Okay. So this Zero 45 is probably the one her and her husband ran around from station and handed out, I guess.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
With the picture of her in front of the bedspread. Well, there you go. All right. All right, Loretta Lynn, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. We'll watch for that one.
You know, Creedence Clearwater Revival had a lot of hits. But they put out a 45 that didn't do very well, and that's why it's worth money today. It's called 45 Revolutions Per Minute. $300 right now for Creedence Clearwater Revival's 45 Revolutions Per Minute. 1970 Fantasy Records, where they had all their hits.
Now, see, is that a mistake that some people make when they come across records maybe in thrift stores or yard sales? If they see somebody like CCR, And if it's not a you know, a song that they recognize, they have a tendency to overlook it.
Yes, and you bring up a great point. Yeah, always know, you know, just because you've never heard of it doesn't mean it's not worth money. Mm. So
yeah, definitely.
Especially by a major act like Creedence.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how many times that thing spins in a minute.
Exactly.
45 times.
Well, there you go.
Mm.
All right.
Do you know who Reuben and the Jets were?
I know who Benny and the Jets were.
Yeah, Reuben and the Jets. Actually, it's Frank Zappa.
Oh, wow.
Mentioned. Recording is Reuben and the Jets out of 45 called Desiree. No picture sleeve, just the record, currently up to $400.
Wow. $400.
Wow. That's something. Yeah.
And I wouldn't even know who Reuben and the Jets. That's definitely one that I would flip right
mm-hmm,
on by.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Golly.
Reuben and the Jets.
All right.
Anything by Frank Zappa is generally worth money, so mm-hmm. keep that in mind.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm.
All right.
Motown. Very collectible. Look for Stevie Wonder, the album The Jazz Soul of Stevie. This features his first hit, Fingertips, and current value for the album up to $450.
Wow.
Now, when you say the album, $450,
yeah.
that's the record with the cover, I'm assuming?
Yeah. In the case of an album, it's generally a 50-50 split in value between the cover and the vinyl. With a 45, of course, there's two separate values.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Now we're getting into some big names here.
The Beatles. Anything by the Beatles is worth money. This 45, Love Me Do, with its picture sleeve, currently up to $500.
Wow.
$450 of that is for the picture sleeve. Love Me Do.
So how much would a 45 cost in the 1960s?
About 98 cents.
About 98 cents. Oh, that's
yeah.
a pretty good return right there. That's not too bad. 98 cents, $500.
Mm.
I'll take it.
Janet, I know you're a deadhead, Janet, so I put the Grateful Dead in here. Just for you.
I've got a cousin who loves the Grateful Dead, yeah. for sure.
Well, they had a 45 in 1968 called Dark Star, and with its picture sleeve up to $600. And here's a case where it's an even split, $300 for the record, $300 for the picture sleeve. Mm. Grateful Dead, Dark Star.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it sure is.
But not as much money as this next one.
Yeah, well, Elvis and the Beatles, that's where the big money is overall. Look for Elvis, One Night With You, big hit for him, 1958. This is on RCA, and here's a case where the color of the record label makes all the difference. If it's a black label, up to $20. But if the label on the record is red, up to $2,000.
Goodness gracious.
What now? Were there just so many fewer versions
yes.
of those? Okay.
Yeah. Far fewer of them on the red label. Mm. And so that's why the value is so much higher.
Okay.
Wow. So yeah. you definitely need to pay attention if it's the Beatles and Elvis. Those are some biggies.
I would say, people ask me, you know, where is most of the money? Well, they had each had so many records and each worth a lot of money that if you added up all the Elvis and Beatle records, that's where most of the money would be. That's for sure. Elvis and the Beatles have records, you know, into the thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, $2,000 is pretty good, but now you've got a couple of that you're going to share with us that are even more than that.
Well, we put out a record guide. One of the guides we put out is called Records You Should Know About. These are records that most people have never heard of, like we were talking about earlier, but can be worth a lot of money, so you should know about them.
Mm.
Rockabilly is a very, very collectible form of music. 1956, 45 by Phil Gray. Pepper Hot Baby, current value up to $4,500. And also very collectible is doo-wop. Doo-wop, it's extremely collectible. Look for the Shantones, 45 called Come to Me, currently up to $5,000.
Wow.
That is good stuff to know. So if you're out there and if you like to go to the yard sales, you like to go to the thrift shops and flip through things, the Mighty John has a resource that you're definitely going to want to become very familiar with. Tell us more about your site.
Well, the website is moneymusic.com, moneymusic.com. The big item that we put out is a price guide that lists the values for over a million different records,
wow.
over 75,000 different recording artists from 1902 to the present day. We put it all on a CD, so you can pop it into your computer,
mm-hmm.
and you can look up the value of any record that you have, and it is just $19.95.
Mm-hmm. And you could also have that at your fingertips if you're, you know, doing a little scrounging around and doing some yard sailing. That might be.
Yeah, well, my wife wants to go through my record collection, John, and I was going to ask you. This is the first chance I've ever had to talk to you. I've listened to you over the years, being interviewed by Janet and others. But yeah. Do cassettes or 8-tracks specifically? Because I'm 62. Do 8-tracks bring any value at all?
Well, generally as a record collectible, 8-tracks or cassettes, not too collectible. And the main reason is, if they were to become really valuable, they're too easy to duplicate. There's enough problems with counterfeit vinyl.
Sure.
With the cassette especially, you can just make tapes to them.
Right.
Forever. Now, where the money is for an 8-track is for people who restore cars from the 1970s that came with 8-track players.
Okay.
They like to find 8-tracks to go with those cars. So
gotcha.
In that case, there may be some value.
Sure. Because I still have my Hey Jude 8-track from way back when. Somehow it survived all my moves over the years. I don't know how that happened. But
yeah, I wish they worked. Like, you know, I'll tell you where there is going to be money, and that's going to be for CDs. So don't throw out your CDs.
Really?
Dang it, all the heck.
Okay, I hope my wife is listening right now, because I literally have thousands of them.
She's already texted in saying you need to get a copy of that list.
Well, we don't put out a guide on CDs, but, you know, I see them starting to sell for pretty good money, especially those that came with what was known as a long box in the first 3 years they put out CDs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to destroy that box to get to that CD inside.
Oh, wow.
The boxes, that's where the money is.
That's where the money's at. Oh, that is so good to know.
Of course it is. Mm. All right. Well, Mighty John, we are so happy to have you join us on the show. It was a lot of fun, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Take care.
He's so much fun. He really is a lot of fun.
Here's a song that he talked about.
That was one of the songs that he talked about.
Chicago.
Yeah. We're going to be back with your text and more of your calls, we hope. 434-534-8500 or toll-free 866-916-3776.
And we'll have our interview with Glenn Youngkin running for the Republican nomination for governor. That all happens this Saturday. We'll have Glenn on around 735.
Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.